Presley with Martin Bester.
I'm our special guest on the show this morning. It's welcome back to Gauteng, Stuart Taylor.
Good morning, everybody.
You like it now?
Lekker man, dankie. Kan ik klaar nie? Hoe gaan
jullie? All right, how are things in Cape Town?
Cape Town is lovely. It was very cold, and then I left that behind. Yes, and I'm here. I arrived here with KUA jackets, North Face jackets, not a single pair of flip-flops, long pants, track suits, and then I'm like, what is going on here, Oaks?
You've heard about us.
Yeah, El Nino in the house. It's tropical. You guys have become tropical.
No, but listen, also from day to day, it changes. Mm-hmm. We get dressed and just hope for the best, and then you hope it's recht aangetrek vir dag.
Yes.
I'm in long pants because this morning it felt cold, and then it's not cold, and
it's the jacket. This is the first time I put on a jacket. I'm like, listen, I brought 17 of them. I might as well wear one at some point. And it's a denim jacket, which is the most pointless jacket because it's just a fashion item.
It's not.
It's a fashion item. It does not keep you warm, and you know it.
It's true. You're very correct.
I disagree.
Maybe
the denim with a fleecy inside, you know, the sheep line denim, that one will keep you warm. But this
is already on the collar.
Yeah, this is for fashion.
I'm going to defend the denim jacket. It is the perfect summer jacket.
It's a summer jacket. There we go.
Evenings, like when people go to Cape Town or the coast in December, when they think they just have to pack things for summer.
Yes.
Where have you been? It gets cooler in the evening when the wind comes up and the sun sets.
No, you got a point there. That's when you pack the denim.
It's like when you travel with people, that's when you really start getting annoyed with them. I found. Have you ever noticed that?
You do get to know someone. If you find people you can travel with, this is a life hack.
It's a true story.
Those are your people.
Those are your people.
Mm. And once they've revealed themselves to be people you can't travel with, don't try a second trip, guy. You're messing up your whole second holiday.
I'm cold. I didn't know it gets cold here, but it's summer. Oh. You're at the coast.
Can I use your jacket? No, you may not, wife.
Escalated. I'm beginning to understand why your show is called The Odd Man Out.
This is it, my friend. My whole life I've been the odd man out, and I figured I'm just going to tell stories about it now.
Yeah. Before I get there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people ask you this every time. Stuart was on a show. I believe that show was how many years ago now?
Dude, I've been married for 20 years. And I was on that before I was married.
Wow.
My last season, in fact, I was chasing home from Lake Malawi to make it in time for my wedding.
Wow.
So, in fact, my last season was maybe about 19 years ago.
19 years ago.
We were young and we were naive, and it was an amazing time to see the country. It was fantastic.
I loved that show so much. Why is there not a show like that? How many seasons did you do?
There was probably about I did about 4 seasons, and then I think there was another 2 seasons with Viv and Ian Roberts after that. And it was really a fantastic look into the cracks of this country, you know. And I think what I learned about this country from that show is that we are really all just the same.
Yeah.
You think maybe politicians will have us believe that our differences are insurmountable. No, guys. The guy in Kuruman and the guy in wherever, they're all the same. We're all fighting the same battles. We're all fighting the same demons. We're all having the same good times. And it's an amazing thing. We're just trying to do the best for ourselves and give our kids the best and so on and so forth. And it was really an eye-opening experience. From Harip to KZN, it was a beautiful place to see.
If you don't know about it, it was this TV show, early 2000s, around there, where Stuart hosted it. He went around the country and just told stories and...
Yeah. Drove a old Chevy.
Where's that car? Man.
That car. Do you know why that car was iconic, right? Yeah, and everyone said, that was like the third character, the fourth character was this big red Chevy. How did you guys decide to drive that car? The story people spun for themselves was, wow, it's amazing. You can drive a 1965 Chevy on all of the roads in South Africa because there are such amazing roads in South Africa. The producers are maybe trying to tell us that it doesn't matter what kind of car you've got, just hit the road. No, the reason we drove that car, because that was the director's car. If he'd driven a Toyota Corolla, we'd have been on that road with a Toyota Corolla. But that was the car he had. That's the car he could afford. And that's the car we all drove.
I love that. It makes it even more authentic.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Just so beautiful. All right, he's in town. Stuart's in town. I will tell you exactly where you can go and see him. The show is called The Odd Man. Ne? Odd Man Out.
Odd Man Out.
Odd Man Out. Maybe you can relate. We'll find out why he called the whole show Odd Man Out next.
You're with your online family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show this morning, Stuart Taylor, back in town with a great show. Odd Man Out. What makes you the odd man out?
What doesn't make me the odd man out? You know what? I think that everyone feels that way at some point.
Absolutely.
Everyone at some point in your life, you're going to feel like the square peg in the round hole. And what I realize is for the last 20 odd years that I've been doing comedy, all my material is kind of has that theme about going, I don't actually know what I'm doing over here. Am I the only one who feels like a bit of the odd man out? So I've just kind of taken more of those stories and framed it in that way. And I go to sort of historical things. My man, I was at Stellenbosch University in 1995. In Ekkes Engelspreek en Dwer. And the language of instruction was Afrikaans in 1995. I'm there studying a science degree in Afrikaans. Met a verklarende woordenboek. Trying to go through, follow the lectures over here.
Dit moet gedoen word.
I was certainly the odd man out, but I'm very good now. My Afrikaans is amazing. I can sing that whole Afrikaans part of the national anthem now. That oor die ewige gebergtes. That's a panic
really
part. That's a panic part for many people in this country when it comes to oor die ewige gebergtes. Much like some people panic there in the beginning by Morena Buluku, but other people panic over here by oor die ewige gebergtes.
So like they're in the middle.
Hey, no, it's
yeah, you
first
language.
Yes. Is that what you can see?
You know what it is? I feel the people who are singing loudest in the beginning are the ones who panic a little bit there by oor die ewige gebergtes. And the ones who are panicking. And the ones who are panicking in the beginning. Our anthem is the great equalizer, guys. Don't worry, everyone panics at some point.
School kids get it right.
They do.
But like, honestly, you know, we should have no more of these moments where there's panic around the anthem.
No, this is true.
The school kids sing it.
Yeah. Exactly. They've got it down. So, talking about odd man out. I mean, guys, I'm a father to two Gen Z kids. They speak a language I don't understand. I literally, there's new languages being spoken in my room, in my house over there.
Sigma.
Are you coming here with main character energy, Martin Bester?
No, we had a whole show about it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
We got a thing called How Hard Can It Be?
Mm.
We challenge ourselves every Tuesday with trying different things. And one morning we tried Gen Z talk. So, and that is literally the only word I can remember right now.
Really?
Yes.
Skibbity.
Yeah. And Riz.
Rizzing up mummies, that was my thing.
Bassin. Bassin. The food was bassin.
Yes.
We're done with it.
I'm here. Oh, that was that's a good one. I'm there with two Gen Z kids who are stuck in what used to be my study is now the room where they play games. It's closed. It's moist. You can grow mushrooms in that room.
No.
And I'm just hearing them shout things. Let me cook, bro. Let me cook. And I'm just like, I don't. I must like buy more fish fingers. What's going on over here? So in my life, I feel like the odd man out. And this show is just those stories. It's about life and where you find yourself. And I figure there's going to be, you know, people always see themselves in the stories. Even if it's not in the minute details, they kind of go, geez, I felt exactly
that. They can relate.
Absolutely. And that's what the show is. It's a comedy show that everyone who comes to can relate to.
Do you feel more odd man out in Cape Town or here in Joburg and Pretoria?
I think it's depending on the situation.
Yeah.
And I think I've decided to lean into my odd man outness. Yeah. I mean the show very much says this is a celebration of the odd man out. Because you can sit in the moment. Yeah, you can sit in the moment and go, oh, I'm the other. Or you can sit in the moment and go, oh, I'm the other. Because often it's the odd man out who comes with a new perspective, the odd man out who kind of goes, who can see things differently. So
we went to Cape Town. We were in Cape Town about a month ago.
Yeah.
And you realize a couple of things?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I need to go shopping.
I saw them give you a jersey there. Yeah. Where is your jersey, my friend?
You know, it's resting.
Is it resting?
Did
you have to hand it over at customs as you come over into the Jacaranda City?
But his car's clean.
Oh, is it?
It's back in the closet. We've got Stuart Taylor on the show this morning. His show is called Odd Man Out. It is Nochal, also an Ovation Award-winning show at the 2024 National Arts Festival.
Yeah.
You had a good run there. Came back with an award.
So I did a debut at the National Arts Festival, got the Ovation Award, which I'm very, very proud of. And then I hit the clubs with the show, as I was saying to you. And I really got to play with the material. Mm. And I'm very excited about this Joburg run here at Monte Cassino. I haven't done a run in a long time. You know, you kind of pop into a city, do one night only, two nights only. And with the run, the show really develops. You know, I record it every night. I go home. It's very much self-directed. I used to work with a director for the first sort of 15 shows I did. And now I can go, watch it and remove these bits over here and change the structure. So it's been a great... I don't want to call it a work in progress, but just it's alive and it's evolving and it's become something really special.
You know what? You need this in your life. You know that. Life gets too serious. It's that time of year. It's the craziness.
Yes.
Christmas sets in. We'll tell you exactly where to go and watch and when to go and watch this show called Odd Man Out.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Comedy is stronger than ever before because goodness knows we need it. It's a bizarre world we live in.
Yes, we certainly do. Man, I love the fact that this is, I almost feel like comedy is the release valve on the pressure cooker.
Yes.
This is the one thing South Africans do have in common. Talk about going nowhere slowly. And what did I learn about the things we have in common? Sit around a braai and laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, and it doesn't matter what your background is, what your culture is. Like, there's a moment when everyone can sit around and just, we all laugh at the same things. Yeah. And that... is like really my aspiration. I remember years ago I was doing a show called Learner Husband, and I remember looking out in the audience, and it was a young black couple, a very old Afrikaner couple over there, and watching both wives nudge both husbands at the same time for the same joke, I was like, and then all of them doubling over with laughter, I was like, no, that's the dream, to just kind of create this release valve where everyone just kind of goes, it's not just me.
Yeah.
Everyone feels the same way. Thanks, Stuart, for pointing it out. That's the goal.
South Africans have a great sense of humor.
We do.
I mean, you must just know, whenever anything happens, even if it's like serious stuff, we find a way.
It's how we deal with our trauma. I really do think
it's true.
It is our coping mechanism as South Africans is we've developed the best sense of humor. You know, sometimes I do travel outside of this country, and you'll do gags which are fairly vanilla, and then a crowd in London will be like, oh, that was very edgy. I'm like, you have no idea what edgy is. Come and watch some comedy in South Africa. We've got a sense of humor in South Africa.
Just some people are stupid enough to put it on social media. You know,
exactly.
careful. No, and then the world has picked up for me. I was watching stuff again on social media this weekend. And I just think myself, it's beginning to, it's bizarre. Mm-hmm. You think to yourself, what is happening?
Yeah.
I was watching, like, especially with the American elections now.
Oof.
And Trump was at this rally and he started playing Pavarotti.
Yeah. Yes.
And I thought to myself, if I were there, I would be awkward. I feel awkward. It's just what is happening?
We're living in a movie.
It is a movie. A Tarantino movie.
Yeah, but I mean, comedy as well. It's infused into all of this. It's weird.
Like Ben Stiller, isn't it?
A Tarantino comedy. That's what America is right now. It's a Tarantino comedy.
Tarantino's the director, but the actors in it. I mean, Adam Sandler's also in with
100%. 100%.
And Jim Carrey.
But like the Dumb and Dumber version of Jim Carrey.
Absolutely, that's
where we're at. You know what? And this is a great family-friendly show.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for a great night out, you want to have a laugh at yourself, with yourself, then I'm guessing this is the kind of show for you.
Absolutely. It really is a show for everyone. Whether you're married, whether you're single, you got kids, bring the kids. It doesn't matter. It's just a show where everyone has a good time and everyone has a laugh. And you know what? We're doing it nice and early. It's like a 7:30 show. That's the other thing I love about Yen Gauteng. You guys have decided 7:30 is showtime.
Yeah.
How lekker is that?
Yeah, we do what they call work. The next day. So, yeah.
Strange okay. concepts.
So it's, yeah, I don't, good time we don't know about those things.
See how I choose violence.
Yeah, you did. You certainly did.
All right, what time? So it's a 7 o'clock show, Monte Casino.
7:30. So 7:30 in Monte Casino. At the open, well, it's this is my last week running. I was running last week. So it's from Wednesday until Sunday.
Okay.
And on Saturday and Sunday, I've got 3 o'clock shows as well. So it's there's something for everyone. And it's like an hour 15. That's how long the show is. So
where do we book?
Web tickets is where you get those tickets. You can still, you can make it there. You can have a dinner. You can watch a show. Make it home. And have a good night's sleep before work.
Before
the
work.
Next day.
There you go. Work. Go spread the news there.
Is that a word again?
Up in Cape Town. So go and book now web tickets.
Web tickets.
It is at Monte Casino, and it's a great night out. It's Stuart Taylor featuring in Odd Man Out, an award-winning show in Johannesburg on at the moment from Wednesday. It's good to see you again, my friend.
Lekker to see you, my friend. Thank you for having me.
Please keep coming back and have a great run. Get your tickets while they're still there.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.